No, no, 'tis in vain, though I sigh and complain, yet the secret I'll never reveal. The racks shall not tear it from my breast, but I'll bear it to the grave where it ever shall dwell. Oh, would that the gods had created her low, and placed the poor Hylas above. Then I a present might freely bestow, of a heart that is all over love. Like the damned from the fire, I may gaze and admire, yet never can hope to be blessed. Oh, the pangs of a love that dares not discover the poison that lodged in his breast. Like a deer that is wounded, I bleeding run on, and fain I the passion would hide. But, oh, 'tis in vain, for wherever I run, the bloody dart sticks in my side. Like a ship on the ocean that's ever in motion, continually tumbled and tossed, when each greedy wave portendeth a grave and on the hard rock to be lost, each frown from my Celia does threaten my woe, which, alas, I find to be true. My torments do follow wherever I go. 'Tis in vain to fly, fate will pursue. If the cause should discover to her languishing lover, why she so cruel doth prove, an altar I'll raise and her anger appease by a sacrificed heart to her love. Then Cupid would know the fault lay not in me and ease my distraction and pain. Methinks to his godhead an honor 'twould be in making her love me again. But if he take part to destroy my poor heart, then I'll curse both his quiver and bow. For he, if he please, can to lovers give ease and make them his power to know. My Celia from blame I will ever set free, and her name I will always adore. She's a goddess on earth to be worshipped by me, expecting her blessing in store. It is not in vain you do sigh and complain, for the secret to me is revealed. My breast now doth bear it, wherefore ever I'll wear it. Such flames cannot long be concealed. The gods have created me low to your mind, and placed your affections above. The present I ask is that still you prove kind, and give me that heart full of love. Like the blessed free from trouble, our joy still may double, and never no sorrow can know. then happy's that lover which dares not discover those flames which occasion his woe. Like a prisoner set free, he may sing and rejoice when he from his confinement is clear. If his love prove kind, then thrice happy's his choice. No bloody darts after appear. Like a merchant whose treasure comes home in full measure from the Indies who long have been gone, such joys do abound to a lover that's crowned with success that before looked for none. Now smile, my dear Damon, the day is your own. No more of your Celia complain. Your constancy my true affections hath won. Then count not your sorrows in vain. It was only to try ye which made me deny ye. The cause now you certainly know. My heart you shall have till cold death to the grave does force us to pay what we owe. Little Cupid hath heard thee and made me prove kind. He heard your complaints every day. But when the night came, he did torture my mind by telling me what you did say. He was your best friend, and your suit did commend. Then, pretty sweet Damon, no more. Let's not angry prove to the God of our love, but forever his power adore. My heart is thy own, and I'll give thee my hand. We'll marry and make no delay. And I my own self will be at thy command to please thee by night and by day.